It's called the dark store loophole, and it's been used more often in recent years. It determines property taxes for fully functioning retailers like Target and Walmart based on nearby empty stores. Jack Vancouvering is the attorney for the city of Escanaba, which is going up against the home improvement chain Menards. He says the city wants the big box stores to be taxed like other stores.
Fundamentally, there's a fairness issue that local retailers are being taxed at a much, much higher per square foot value than these big box stores.
Local governments argue this tax method deprives them of precious revenue, especially in rural areas without a lot of taxable land. I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.